gases, the chemical pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of Common Sense Gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Delighted that you could join me this morning, and we will chat about gardening. As usual, I have some things to bring you up to date on that I'm doing around my place. I'm getting caught up on a few things, getting farther behind on others. I was mentioning this morning to a couple of people that my vegetable garden is nowhere near what it ought to be. I really need to spend some time there this week and get it in shape. It's a great time, if you haven't been doing like me, working on other things, to be doing the gardening, the cool season gardening, moving from the heat into the fall and into the winter for a lot of you out there, especially zones 7 and warmer. You can really pretty much garden all winter. Those of you farther north need to use a little bit of protection, floating row cover and various greenhouse situations, whether it's cold frames or full greenhouses or whatever. We can really do a lot of gardening of food crops through the cool and cold months of the year. So we'll talk about those kind of things. Whatever questions you have, or if you have a report for me, that's all great. Telephone number, and you can jump on here anytime you want to, is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Yes, I am the Dirt Doctor. Website is dirtdoctor.com. Whatever we talk about here, there, for the most part, is even more detailed information on the website. And it's DIRTDOCTOR. In other words, all spelled out, dirtdoctor.com. Apparently, howardgarrett.com is still there as well. The two both go to the same place. Let's start with, well, the weather, for one, it's been very mild. Wherever you are across the country, it's going to obviously vary, but I think we've had some relatively mild weather here for a while, so it's a good time to get out there and do some work. The time that I recommend you don't be digging around and planting new things and doing bed preparation too much is right after heavy rains, right after you've irrigated a whole lot, because if the ground is sopping wet, you're going to glaze the soil when you dig or when you till. So moist is good, sopping wet, not a good thing for you. So I know we're still having some fires, bad fires out in California. We're having some weird weather here and there, but for the most part, it looks fairly mild. This is a mild time of the year for a lot. I was here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I am. October is usually the most beautiful weather that we have. Fall color is starting here. I know for a lot of you, you're probably into peak fall color. If you've got some photographs of some beautiful stuff, close-ups or overall shots of beautiful scenery or anything, send it to us. We'd love to see it and put it on social media stuff, even though social media is going through some interesting times these days. But putting it on our website and showing people would be great, too, showing them how these different things from maples and oaks to elms to southern wood to whatever you have that has some great fall color. We'd love to see it, and we'll do the same thing. Our fall color here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is just starting. It's going to maybe be fairly good on some things, and some plants are going to just kind of go crashing on into kind of poor yellows and browns and things and not all that great, but we may have some pretty good color. For those of you in areas where you do have beautiful fall color, we'd love to see what you have going on there. And we'll talk about some plants that can give you some great color. I want to talk about one specific Japanese maple today, and that Bob Webster and I started talking about yesterday, and I'll get into that in just a little bit. My tea, I think I have come up with a tea that may be my favorite ever. I teased it last week and had it last week. It's my base of ginger, which I love, fresh ginger root, and I put probably enough to fill a jigger, chopped up, and then I also have the four chili piquin roasted peppers in today. One of them was kind of small, so I put in four. Just usually do three, so kicked that up just a little bit, and it didn't make it too hot, so. I think those of you that don't like hot peppers could stand that. You could use any kind of pepper, but the roasted chili piquins are great. If you're not growing chili piquin, I'd recommend you do that because it's a really cool-looking little pepper, for one thing, and it's a perennial for those of you, well, through Zone 8, which is what we are. It's totally a perennial. Mine at home, I've got some growing out of cracks in concrete, believe it or not. It's just so durable, it's unreal. And then I have some growing in just regular garden soil, and I have one in a little stone planter. It's really small. It's no bigger than a volleyball with a hole cut out of it, and it lived through the winter last winter, outside in that little planter. And I didn't cover it or anything, and it came back like gangbusters, and it's got all kinds of fruit on it right now. The only thing you have to deal with chili piquin, they're little peppers that are about the size of BBs, real small, a little bigger than a BB, I guess. But the thing you have to deal with a little bit is robins and mockingbirds and various other birds coming in and getting the little peppers before you do. They really like them. They eat them like jelly beans right off the plant. So that's about the only negative I've ever seen with it. I've never seen any insect or disease problems at all. It's called chili piquin. And you can go to dirtdoctor.com and go to the library and see the entry there and see more information about it and some other peppers as well. But it's definitely one of my favorite. And in the tea, the rest of the ingredients in my tea, besides garlic and pepper, or besides ginger and pepper, garlic is the other thing. I took a pretty good sized clove, cut it in half, stored half of it for use in my breakfast eggs tomorrow. And I chopped up the half of clove and put it in the tea today. And also a pretty good kind of a heaping spoonful, spilling off the edges, teaspoon of raw honey in the pepper. And it's in the tea with the pepper and the ginger and the garlic, and it's good. Give that a try if you haven't already. The SPCA report, I think we're still in the same shape there where you have to make an appointment to go and see that any dogs. We've got the dogs on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Yeah, SPCA is closed. You have to make that appointment, spca.org/findapet. We help the ones here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We've got one in McKinney and one in, near downtown Dallas. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the SPCA button if you're interested in looking at a pet. From previous features, Fella and Art were adopted, so thank you for that. But we have several others, including Tanner and Dottie and Georgie, Favorite, Augie, and several others that we've talked about that are still there waiting for their homes. The facilities, both of them, McKinney and the Dallas one, are wonderful facilities. They're clean and bright, and the dogs certainly aren't mistreated in these places, but they would certainly like to have a more permanent place. And that includes this week's dog, Ripley, female, one-year-old spaniel, weighing about 61 pounds, and she's really pretty gigantic ears. And she came to the SPCA as a stray. Guess who else got a dog as a stray? The Garretts. Tree climbing Nellie was just running around the neighborhood and lost and have no idea. Only thing we can think is somebody was driving through and just let her out, and she was just a sweetie pie from the very beginning. They called me to see if I would accept having another dog, and I was sitting in a chair, and they let Nellie loose, and she ran and jumped in my lap, and it was case closed. It was all over at that point, and we never ran into her owners, which I'm very happy about, and so we have her and Tater still. And if you want to see any of her shenanigans, her tree climbing abilities, you can go to dirtdoctor.com and just do a search for Nellie, N-E-L-L-I-E, and you can see her. But anyway, check out Ripley on dirtdoctor.com, and she is at the Animal Care Center in McKinney. Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number 866-444-3478. I'll be back. More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And David, who, by the way, is who you talk to when you call in, and he will take your calls at 866-444-3478. He was asking me if it's okay. Can you grow ginger at this time of the year? And you can grow it, and I recommend you grow it yourself. I haven't in the past couple of years, just, you know, busy doing other stuff. I enjoy growing it, and it's really pretty easy to grow. You take the hands, the rhizomes, from the grocery store. If you start off with organic ones, it's best, but they're not always easy to find. You may be able to grow it originally from seed, but I've always done it from just the rhizomes. But they'll freeze. The edible ginger can't take freezing weather. But starting it in the fall and growing it through the winter in a protected place would be a good thing to do, because when spring rolls around and you have weather, you can gently move it back out into the sun. And do it slowly, or it'll sunburn, you know, a little bit at a time, and kick it up and up and up. And if you end up in a place where it's morning sun and afternoon shade, that's probably the best ultimate location. But the way you plant the ginger is you take those rhizomes and you break them into pieces. I'd say the pieces end up being, you know, a little bit bigger than your thumb. And you countersink them just sideways down into a good organic potting soil so that you can still just barely see the top of the ginger. Keep watered. They'll grow. It makes a beautiful little plant. The ginger that you buy at the nurseries, for the most part, is ornamental ginger, and a lot of them are hardy as they can be. They can grow right through the winter, and they'll perennialize and come back for you. I don't know if they're edible or not. I've never really tried it. There's really no real common research or information about that out there, because I think most people, and it may be the only thing that they're good for, is ornamental. And they have real pretty flowers as well as pretty foliage. So if you want to give that a shot, the SPCA report that I went through and the mystery photo, which is up for you now on dirtdoctor.com, are both brought to you by Espoma. Espoma is a line of organic products, organic fertilizers, and some pest control products as well that are just super. And they're easy to find compared to a lot of them across the country, because Espoma is just has more national presence than some of the other organic things that we talk about, which tend to be more regional, some of them even local. But the Espoma products are out there for you in hardware stores, garden centers, feed stores, nurseries, and all kinds of places. Beautiful looking line of products. The packaging is good, and they have a wide range of liquid and dry products to help you. One of the things that I talk about quite a bit because it works so well, if you have flowering plants of any kind and you want to really kick them in the tail to get them going a little bit better than they're going, their liquid product, which is, by the way, if you are first to identify the mystery photograph, you get a bottle of their product, the organic liquid plant food. But mixing it with a Garrett juice mixture, whether it's one you make yourself at home using my formulas, which are always available to you, or whether it's a commercial product, and there's currently about three commercial products available for you that vary in their formulations a little bit. Some of them have a little more horsepower fertilizer-wise. Some of them have mycorrhizal fungus and bacteria. But anyway, mixing the liquid Espoma product together with the Garrett juice, man, it's powerful. Really works well. So if you haven't tried it, give it a shot. Let's see, and the online course, what you win if you're first to identify the mystery photograph, it's available to everybody, whether you enter and win the contest or not. And we are continuing the 2-for-1 deal. In other words, if you buy one of the online courses, you can identify somebody else, friend, relative, neighbor, whatever, and we will give them one of the courses free. So it's basically a 2-for-1 deal. We did the online course because none of the universities out there, none of the two-year colleges, none of the four-year colleges have a complete curriculum and degree program for the natural organic approach. There's some of the schools are teaching some classes, and there's some professors out there that are getting into it, some especially the younger ones, the more open-minded ones. But in general, the degree programs for horticulture, golf course management, landscaping, you know, farming, ranching, across the board at the university level is not organic. It's the stuff that we don't recommend, the high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, the chemical, you know, fertilizer approach, talking about NPK and pH and, you know, the numbers that with the organic program we don't even get too involved with because it's not that important. And they also recommend the chemical pesticides. Is it because there's companies that help fund the universities that are in that business? Yeah. That's not the most important reason, though, that organics is not in the universities. The most important reason, and I've written about this several times, it's about it's why there is organophobia. And the most important one is just the inability to say I'm wrong and there's a better way to go, or the inability to change. That's much more powerful than just the money, the grants, and all that. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Jump on board here, and we'll chat at 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett will be right back.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Make frozen faucets a thing of the past with the Freeze Miser. Simple to install, the patented Freeze Miser activates only when the water temperature reaches 37 degrees and conserves by releasing only the minimal amount needed, even in the most extreme freezing conditions. Perfect for houses, RV hookups, water well pumps, outdoor hoses, water troughs, and much more. Ask for the Freeze Miser by name at your local farm or hardware store, or go to freezemiser.com for more information. Freeze Miser, the answer to outdoor faucet freeze protection.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett Juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance. It's MedinaAg.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I brought up something yesterday talking to Bob that we've been working on this morning, and I wanted to let you know there's a couple of angles to it. We have on DirtDoctor.com, we have this really, really deep library. There's a tremendous amount of information there, and of course a very high percentage of it is plant related stuff. And we have an entry for, you know, all different kinds of groups of plants as well as specific plants. And we've been working, Maggie, who helps us with our website and the social media and everything, has been working on something this morning that I wanted to talk to you about. A couple of things, actually. It came up yesterday talking to Bob and talking about Japanese maples and what I was doing in my garden, little in Howard's garden conversation, that I had noticed. I was looking at our entry for Japanese maples, and I was looking at the one Japanese maple that may be my favorite one. It's a true dwarf, and I noticed that we had it misspelled under two of the photographs. There were four photographs, and on two of them it was spelled one way, and on the other two photographs it was spelled another way. I didn't notice until this morning, and when Maggie brought it up too, that the general entry had it spelled correctly. All four pictures had it misspelled. So I had said that I thought two of them were misspelled. Turns out they were all misspelled. But anyway, this little dwarf Japanese maple is pretty famous. Because, and by the way, it's called Murasaki, Murasaki, Murasaki Kyoheim. And that's one of the problems. That's the only name it has. That's a Japanese name. And one of the things I was thinking about this morning, we might even need to have a contest to give it an American or give it a more common name, not necessarily American, but just a common name that would be easier to remember. But the thing about this little tree is this. One is it is the most durable, tough little Japanese maple that I have. And I have a bunch of them. I have probably 15 different kinds of Japanese maples. But this one, it doesn't get any sunburn on the tips of the leaves hardly at all. It just stays really, really pretty year-round. Even when it's bare, it has a beautiful branching structure and everything. And mine got damaged because I was doing some goofy tree pruning myself, and I let a pretty big limb fall right in the middle of it and broke it. But it in about a two-year period, it filled that back out nice and uniform, and is just doing spectacularly well. The other thing about Murasaki Kiyohime Japanese maple is that the spring growth on it is beautiful, as well as the fall color. And the spring growth is pretty spectacular because the leaves will have yellow and red on the new growth. Really, really pretty. And if you look at my website, the Japanese maple entry, I've got these shots on there for you of the spring and the fall color and the summer color and the whole deal. But in addition to that, and I think there's a link there on the entry, but there's also a link when you look at the homepage of dirtdoctor.com and you look up there at the top right-hand part, there's those listing of things. Those are the newest changes to the website. And the Japanese maple entry is there now, but we also have an entry that we keep there that's the Fabulous Trees slideshow. Why is that important? Well, this little Japanese maple that I'm bragging about here is one of the features in the Fabulous Tree slideshow, and it's free to everybody. It's right there on the homepage. It's long. It's a whole bunch of slides. It's close to 100 slides, if not more, of all the fabulous trees that I've had anything to do with, and then some of the ones I haven't had anything to do with that just exist in the world that I wanted to be part of this slideshow. But this little Murasaki Kiyohime tree, the whole story of it is in the Fabulous Tree slideshow, because I talk about the proper planting techniques that I recommend for trees, and the root flare information stuff is there and all of that, besides just information on these trees. Well, the history of this little tree starts by you being able to see that it was in a 7-gallon container, or maybe a little bigger than that, but I think it was a 7-gallon container, and the ball and burlap tree had been stuffed down in this container. Now, that's not unusual. I run into that quite a bit out there in the nursery industry. Why it's done, I have no idea. I guess it may be because they think that the little trees will sit around better in a flat-bottom container than if they're ball and burlap, so they just jam them in a container. But anyway, it had mulch on it up to where you couldn't even tell that was the case. You couldn't even see the burlap that was wrapped around the neck because they had filled it so full of mulch. So first thing I did, and all this is in this slideshow. It's not a video. It's just a slideshow that's part of the Fabulous Tree slideshow. And so the first thing I did was pull the little tree out of the container and set it on the ground, knock all the bark off. And then I noticed, and you'll see it in the slides, that the burlap, it's bald and burlap, and the burlap is wrapped around the trunk up several inches. And so I start cutting the twine, which, by the way, was the kind of twine that is not natural. It's a synthetic twine. So homeowners that just, you know, made the mistake of planting this thing in the ground would really have fouled up, because this twine that held the burlap around the tree would never rot. But there's more to the story than that. I cut it loose, undid the burlap, unwrapped it. Again, all this is shown in the slideshow. And I discovered that under the burlap, I was looking for the flare, of course. under the burlap, there was about 4 inches of soil on top of the true ball of this little bitty tree. And this was a little tree, you know, that you could hold in your arms. It's not a big tree at all. And it really it tells the story so beautifully about how bad this problem is in the landscape industry and in the nursery industry. These trees are coming from the growers to the nurseries in a horrible condition. And if the contractor is not aware of it or the homeowner is not aware of it, you end up having your trees, even a little bitty tree like this, which was no taller than 24 inches in height at this point, you know, at the most. I would have planted the tree 8-10 inches too deep in the ground. But anyway, you see that whole process. You see what I ended up with, and it was planted, and then the end of that part of the slideshow shows how it looked, you know, a couple of years ago, and it looks even better today. It is a fantastic tree. If you missed me, the start of it, it's a dwarf, true dwarf Japanese maple that only has a Japanese name, Murasaki, Murasaki, Murasaki Kiyoheim. And it is on a big entry of it with several photographs on the entry of dirtdoctor.com, but even more in the fabulous trees slideshow that's right there on the homepage up at the top right-hand corner of dirtdoctor.com. Okay, I'm going to quit being quite so long-winded and go to South Lake and talk to Jan. What can I do for you today, Jan?
Oh, good morning. I had just planted pansies, 60 of them, in 12-inch pots on my porch.
Okay.
And it faces east. And I wondered how often I should use your Garrett juice. I did the 2 ounces per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I wondered how often I should water them with the Garrett juice.
It kind of depends on what else you're doing. Are you using other organic fertilizer besides the Garrett juice?
No.
Just Garrett juice? Well, if you want to stick with just a Garrett juice thing, I'd make a program of watering, drenching the soil, and spraying the foliage with liquid about once every 30 days. You know, it's good to do it right when you first plant them and then do it on an ongoing basis. I used to tell people you could just do foliar feeding, and that was a mistake, and I learned the hard way. And the reason it's a mistake is that if you only foliar feed, if you don't drench with the liquid material that you're using or use one of the dry fertilizers along with the Garrett juice foliar spray, the roots actually get lazy. They're not needed as much because the nutrients are literally going in through the flowers and the foliage and all that kind of thing. The only thing I might warn you about a little bit, and you can see it the first time you do it, on any of your pansies, if they're white, the Garrett juice may give you a little bit of stain, at least temporarily, but it's not a long-term problem.
Okay.
Are these the full-size pansies, or are these Johnny Jump Ups or Violas?
No, they're the pansies, the regular pansies.
Full sizes. Okay. You're pushing the envelope, Jan, just a little bit. It's a little bit early for the big ones. So kind of keep an eye on them and don't let them get dried out. I'd make sure you have a thin layer of either a compost or a more finely textured shredded material so there's no bare soil. And just for future reference, and I don't know why this is, but the Violas, which have a little smaller flowers, and the Johnny Jump Ups are tougher. You can plant them earlier and get away with it easier.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Now, when you're saying to spray the plant with the formula, can I use a sprinkling can?
You can use a sprinkling can and drench it over the top. You sure can. That's an easy way to do it if you've got them in a fairly small bed, especially. So you can spray them or drench with a watering can, either one. That's what I did this past year with my tomatoes, even. I did that technique.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm on a porch, so I can't spray.
Oh, that's fine. Just do a drenching. Okay. That'd be fine. In other words, get some of the Garrett juice mixture into the soil as well as being on the foliage of the plants.
Okay.
And if some gets on the flowers, that's okay too.
Thank you so much, sir. All righty.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, the birds are flying in here, and it looks like we got our clock working just perfectly today, David. That is cool. Telephone number 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Sharon, hang on, and Frisco, you will be next up when I come back. I am Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the website is dirtdoctor.com. Howard Garrett for my friends at Ulrich Barnes and their terrific line of sheds and cabin shells, perfect for your backyard office. They'll deliver you a sturdy shell, and all you have to do is finish it out. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the many happy customers that have given Ulrich Barnes 5-star reviews. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or visit myperfectshed.com.
Make frozen faucets a thing of the past with the Freeze Miser. Simple to install, the patented Freeze Miser activates only when the water temperature reaches 37 degrees and conserves by releasing only the minimal amount needed, even in the most extreme freezing conditions. Perfect for houses, RV hookups, water well pumps, outdoor hoses, water troughs, and much more. Ask for the Freeze Miser by name at your local farm or hardware store, or go to freezemiser.com for more information. Freeze Miser, the answer to outdoor faucet freeze protection.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Well, as advertised, we're going to talk to Sharon in Frisco, Texas. Hey, Sharon.
Well, good morning, and thank you for the call.
You bet. Thank you.
Well, I tell you what I have.
All right.
What in the world is the... It's very low-growing, very invasive little weed in my zoysia grass that every time it mows, it spreads more. Has six petals and a little tiny bitty yellow flower that'll pop up.
A yellow flower?
Uh-huh. It's just, it's no bigger than the head of a pin.
Yellow flowers throwing me. I thought you were going to have either chickweed or roadside aster, but those both have white flowers. So the yellow flower, it could be bur clover. Does it look a little bit like a clover leaf?
It does.
Okay.
Instead of a four-leaf clover, it's like a six-leaf clover.
Okay, that's probably, you can look this up on my website. In fact, we've got a real good entry that covers a whole bunch of different weeds and has thumbnail photographs of them to help with identification, but there's a little weedy clover called bur clover, B-U-R. Some people spell it B-U-R-R, bur clover. It's a broadleaf that you can kill with that selective product that I talk about from time to time called Agrilon Crabgrass Killer. And it was called Crabgrass Killer because the fellow that invented it, that's the first thing he saw that it controlled in turf grasses. But whatever
okay, and
it is,
it'll be safe for the zoysia grass.
Won't hurt your zoysia grass a bit, and it
okay.
Whether it if even if it was for other people, whether it was chickweed or roadside aster or whatever it is, it'll kill those weeds without hurting the zoysia. It won't hurt St. Augustine grass or Bermuda or any of the turf grasses. The people up north that have bluegrass and fescue and rise and everything, it'll work for you too, but it's not quite as effective, and you get a little bit more discoloration on your good grass. But the southern grasses, it kills the weeds, knocks them out, turns them yellow at first, and then black and kills them and doesn't hurt the turf at all.
Okay, and when do you spray these? Is it too cool now?
No, whenever that weed is growing, it's time to do it. What you do is you wet the area down, you dust it on in as fine a dusting as you can. Get something that'll put it out in a real fine dust. Don't shake it out of the can because the holes are too big in it. And then it turns the weeds yellow and then black, and it kills them. I've used it on, for example, false strawberry, which is a terrible little weed if it gets started, and I let it go crazy in my backyard years ago, and it's the first situation where I used this product, and it eliminated it 100% and didn't hurt the St. Augustine grass at all. The only negative I've heard, I got a letter this week from somebody saying that they had looked at buying a bag of it, and it was very expensive. So hopefully that's not a problem, and that may have been just a special case there. But you can, if it's not in the nurseries or feed stores near you, you can buy it online. And the smaller containers, obviously, she was looking at buying a big bag, 25-pound bag of it, but it's available in several sizes.
Okay, and it's not available in liquid form.
No, it's just a dry product, because what it is, I guess it maybe could be made into a liquid, but what the current product is baking soda base. It's either baking soda or potassium bicarbonate with cinnamon and cumin as the active ingredient, some herbs that's where the yellow comes from.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. So give it a shot. Let me know how it works for you.
Okay. I thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate it. Margaret is in Centerville, Texas. Hello, Margaret.
Yes, hello. I have for the fall application on my horse pastures the liquid ingredients, which used to be from Watson Ranch, and it's the fish and seaweed and molasses. And okay. I know with the Garrett juice, you've said to add apple cider vinegar, so I'm wondering about adding apple cider vinegar to this. And I have a 300-gallon sprayer, and they say with 20 gallons of each of these three things, put that in and then fill it up with water to where it says 200 gallons. But if I want to put apple cider vinegar in with it, that would be a good thing. And with the apple cider vinegar, is there a certain kind to get or to avoid?
No, any apple cider vinegar will work. And in this case, I'd get the least expensive one you can find. You don't really have to buy an organic one, and one that has the mother in it and all that, that we would use, you know, to take
in, yes.
Yeah, to take internally, you know, use in our cooking and drinking and everything. So just get a commercial apple cider vinegar. And I would say the fish and seaweed and molasses is great, but the most important ingredient in that would be the apple cider vinegar, and that turns it into Garrett juice. You need to figure out, I can't tell you how much to add to that, I'm not good enough with math, but try to put vinegar in there, Margaret, so that it ends up going out when it's applied. There's an ounce of the apple cider vinegar per gallon of the total mix that goes out onto your pastures.
Okay, 1 ounce per gallon.
1 ounce per gallon of the ready to, of the stuff that's being sprayed. Okay?
Okay, and then, okay, in addition to that, on the compost or humate, what you say the Garrett juice needs?
Well, you can use compost tea. I tell you what, I'm out of time. Let me put you on hold. I'll talk to you off the air. Howard Garrett, we'll be back with you right after this.